This is Predictionary, the podcast for word lovers. The Predictionary word for today is lesbian. Around 2600 years ago, there lived a poet by the name of Sappho. This was a period when Greece was at its classical peak, after Dark Age, and although her life can only be speculated on based on the fragments of news that come down to us through the ages, Sappho appears to have been a rock star of the age. When she rolled into town, the city of Syracuse built her a statue. During the time when she wasn't out touring on the road, she seems to have been a schoolteacher or a headmistress at a girls' school. Her poetry is highly praised by classicists, who swoon over its lyrical beauty. Because it's in ancient Greek, I have only read English translations, and one thing that struck me is that you can get some pretty different wording of the same little poem, depending on who did the translation. Anyway, in some of her poetry, she sweetly goes on about the charms of girls. Now, people in the centuries following have practically gotten into fistfights over whether she was simply a honey of a schoolmarm with a talent for the written word, who was singing the praises of her students, or rather, the type of gal who just likes gals. In the end, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that a reputation as a gal who liked gals spawned a word for this female homosexual. And that word is Sapphian. No, really, it's true. Look it up. She also happened to have been from a certain island in Greece called Lesbos, and that prompted a more popular word for the same love that dared not speak its name. And that's today's word. Lesbian, from the island of Lesbos. For about 2.5 millennia, this love certainly didn't speak these names, because Sapphism first appears in 1890 and lesbian in 1870. That's today's Predictionary word, and I'm Charles Hodson.